I don't have a very long or in-depth Dharma talk tonight, but I have one that's about a topic that I think is it's been really meaningful in my life, and I like sharing about it because it's especially since it's come up for me this week, and I'm talking about overwhelm. I was away this week for a few days, for 4 days. My husband and I went on a little vacation. We went to Arizona and went to spring training because we like baseball. And I got home Thursday evening, and I have a really busy weekend. I have a lot of meetings. I just got home like a half hour before this class. I was today I have a meeting. Tomorrow I have a bunch of things. Monday I have a bunch of things. Tuesday I have a bunch of things. This week it's kind of really busy, and I found myself a little bit Thursday and a little bit Friday morning going into this constricted sense of, oh my God, there's so much to do. How am I going to get it all done? And then I get lost in the stories of there's not enough time to get things done, and I start, wanting to just run away because that's always the appropriate response to me when I get overwhelmed or blah 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 blah. But then I remembered, I was years ago. I was working with a teacher, Arina Weissman, and I think I may have mentioned being overwhelmed because I can get that way, or I've gotten that way over the years, throughout my life. It just my mind just gets lost in the future or my things to do, and it just becomes this unbearable burden that I cannot carry. It's just this huge thing. And she said, overwhelm is in the mind. And when she said that, I kind of stopped. And of course, on one hand, it was like, yeah, that makes so much sense. And on the other hand, it's like, no, my life is just really busy. And they both can be true. The life can be really busy, but when I am in this place of overwhelm, it's because I'm in the future. I am nowhere near the present moment. My mind is trying to figure out how to do everything all at once, like right now. How am I going to do it all right now? That's not when things have to be done, but that's what the mind is. It's like a thought comes in and my hand reaches out and pulls it in. Another thought goes by, the hand reaches out, pulls it in. Oh, and then there's that, the hand pulls out. And it's just like having a basket and just putting all this stuff into this basket till you can't carry it. It's too heavy to carry, and then it becomes overwhelming. And or thinking about the future and going, how will I have the strength to do that when the time arrives? Again, it's totally living in the future. And it can be incredibly incapacitating. Yeah, that's the word. And you can be really incapacitated by it. And I remember years ago, I swear it was over 30 years ago, laying down on my living room floor, curling up in this fetal position, going, how can I do all this? How can I do? I remember one time it felt like moving the laundry from the washer to the dryer was a bit too much, but that was probably some other stuff going on. But we allow things to become overwhelming, And it's this what we're invited to do with this practice. We begin to recognize, often we don't even know that it's overwhelmed. When we're in it, we can say we're overwhelmed, but we don't recognize that it's stuff that we've collected and we're trying to live the future right now. But this practice is the teaching that invites us to put those things down, let go. I've said this before, Ajahn, Bhikkhu Anālayo, when I sat with him a couple of years ago, he said, the sum of the Buddha's teachings can be summarized in five letters, L-E-T-G-O. Let go. It seems simple, and it's incredibly difficult because we're caught in this habit, these reactive habits of mind, this pulling in, thinking we have to do stuff or whatever it is, thinking we have to measure up, thinking a certain thing has to be met, or going into the reverse. We are overwhelmed by memories of what happened before, things we didn't do right, things we did wrong, things we should have done, things they did, things they said, things I said, things they, the big they, not just our personal life they, but there's the they out there who are also doing things, who are also causing this overwhelm. There's a personal overwhelm. There's the overwhelm of our own lives and the things we have. But then there's the societal overwhelm. There's a hell of a lot of stuff right now. It makes sense to feel that overwhelm. To have this sense of, ugh, it's so much. The weight of the world sometimes seems unbearable. But the recognition is we don't have to do this all at once. It's not our job to fix the world today. It's not our job to do everything that needs to be done right now. Back then, that moment I had laying on the floor in the fetal position, kind of going, how am I going to do all this? Somehow the question came into my mind, what do you have to do right now? What do you have to do this evening? And the answer was nothing. And when we come back, when we're willing, because sometimes it's this, no, I must. It's this ego. This, we take birth as this person who has to do these things. I, me, mine. These are my problems. I have to take care of this right now. When we can let go of that and be willing to ask the question, what is right here, right now? Sometimes it's just sitting. Sometimes it's just breathing. Maybe get a cup of tea. Maybe have a bite to eat. Yesterday or this morning, I had to go pick some people up and go to a meeting, a board meeting, and then I was tired from the trip and tired from running around yesterday, and then today, and after morning meditation, I was like, I should get up, and I should, the shoulds were running, and I went, you know what, I'm just going to close my eyes, and I took a 20-minute nap, because nothing, you know, that stuff was still there. And nothing had to be done. I didn't have to be anywhere until 10:30. And I could just be. And it was a conscious decision. It was a recognition of the mind is starting to inch into that overwhelmed place. Can I come back and just be? What has to be done right now? Nothing. I think a 10 or 15 minute nap would really be helpful. And that's what I did. So this franticness, this busyness is often something we put on ourselves. And I'm a person who's like, my girlfriend and used to say there's two kinds of people, and there's always just two kinds of people in the world, right? Well, I'm the kind of person who is, if there's a half an hour before I have to be somewhere or do something, I can do 27 things in that half hour, right? That's how my mind works. She's the one who says, if there's a half an hour, I'll just sit down and wait. I don't know how you do that. But I'm learning to recognize that I don't have to do 27 things. And pausing and go, you know, every time you do this, you end up being late or you end up not doing something right, whatever it is. And so this pausing, what's present right here? This franticness, this busyness, what's driving this? This habitual thinking something has to be done. So when we recognize that it's in our minds, which is what the Buddha said. You know, we get caught up in thinking things need to be a particular way, thinking something has to happen. We get caught up in the future. We get caught up in the past. We're nowhere near the present. Can you pause? Can you come back? Recognize we're lost in perceptions and reactions rather than reality. What's right here, right now? Maybe there is something that needs to be done. Maybe I need to take some time and relax. Maybe I should turn off the news. You know, Thich Nhat Hanh has that beautiful piece about the fifth precept. It's not just ingesting alcohol and drugs that lead to heedlessness. What do we ingest? What are we reading? What are we listening to? Really, how can we take care of ourselves? So that's incredibly important. You know, what's right here, right now? Are there emotions? So often, what drives this sense of overwhelmed is fear, is anxiety, you know, and we are coming up with ways to mitigate these emotions that are unpleasant, uncomfortable, and we think of all these things, and then we just get overwhelmed. Instead of perhaps stopping, pausing, making space for what's right here. Always the hello. Letting go of the future, letting go of the past, letting go of shoulds. And just being. Because sati, which is usually translated as mindfulness, also means be with. Be with. Be with the fear. Be with the, if I don't get it all done, what will they say? I don't know what they'll say. I'm afraid of what they'll say. Can I let go of that? Can I tend to the fear? Can I just soften to that? Wow, that's a lot. Can I be kind? So I'm really, because there's a lot for me coming up in the next few weeks, it's a really busy period. Somehow, I put a lot of things in my calendar. So it turns out to be busy. So it's just like, okay, recognizing that tendency I have to get into that overwhelm and really making the effort. And this is where the practice comes in. When we're on the cushion and we recognize we've been pulled away to come back. We practice on the cushion so that we live our life. It's not we get good at sitting on the cushion for 30 minutes or 40 minutes or an hour and then we go about our business. This is a building capacity, creating the conditions that allow us to live mindfully throughout our days, this continuity of mindfulness, so that when you're walking or driving in your car and all of a sudden that stuff starts showing up, and for me, I recognize the sensations in the body. It's this tightening and this constriction, and I start kind of getting really small because the overwhelm is so big, and I start trying to make escape plans. And when I start trying to make escape plans, I used to spend time looking up apartments in the Bronx because nobody will find me there. That was when, and I had to recognize, oh, if you're looking at apartments in the Bronx to move to, pay attention. Oh, what's going on here? Come back, come back, come back. So I just realized I haven't done that in a really long time. So there's some recognition of the wanting to escape, the not wanting to feel, and instead, can you come back? Can you come back and just be with the fear, be with the anxiety, be with the emotions? Recognize overwhelm and let it go. Recognize we don't have to do, we can't live tomorrow right now. What's right here? What's right here? How do we take care of ourselves in this moment? So I invite you to recognize if that's a thing for you, this overwhelm, and it's because we're not in the present, you know? There's only the present. Overwhelmed is a fabrication of the mind. It feels real, incredibly real, but maybe there's some other emotions underneath, especially when it's the overwhelm of the world. You know, there's so many emotions. There's grief, there's rage, there's sadness, there's mourning, there's fear, anxiety. Really, how, instead of, you know, getting lost in the thinking mind, can you drop into the tenderness and the softness and the taking care of yourself? Begin to recognize what this feels like in your body, or what this feels like when you're moving into it. This and find some resources that will help, whether it's like walking outside. Larry Ward really talks about this resourcing. He sits outside a lot. You know, maybe having an image of a beautiful place that you go to, listening to particular music. Really take care of yourself in a wise and skillful way. And then you know, at some point we'll have the energy to do what needs to be done in the appropriate time. Not doing everything tonight for the next month and a half. So thank you so much, my friends, for your kind attention. And I hope this has been of some benefit. Thank you for visiting Undefended Dharma. These teachings are freely offered. However, if you would like to make a donation to help support the technology that makes these podcasts possible, please visit marystankavich.org/support. Thank you.